It's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Carrie Nolan. For most New Yorkers, Donald Trump's victory last fall overshadowed any other news from last year's election. But 1 year ago today, voters were headed to the polls in a closely watched presidential primary. And the results that day revealed profound problems with the way New York runs elections. Legions of voters showed up at the polls only to find their names had been removed from the books. As WNYC has already reported, more than 100,000 voters were illegally purged by the City Board of Elections in Brooklyn alone. Complaints poured in and politicians called for reform. But have they delivered? Joining me now to discuss what's happened since then is WNYC political reporter Bridget Bergen, who broke that story with our data news team. Good morning, Bridget.
Hey, Carrie.
So, okay, let's do a quick refresh. How did the news of the purge come out?
Well, we figured registration would surely go up since it was such a high-profile election. But when I looked at the numbers with Jenny Yee of our data news team, what stood out was the drop in registered voters, and it didn't make sense. The largest numerical drop was among Democrats in Brooklyn. It turned out about 120,000 voters had been wrongly removed from the rolls in 2015, but many voters didn't know until they actually tried to vote. Laura Birnbach, for instance. She's been registered as a Democrat at the same address in Brooklyn Heights for 10 years. Here's what she told me on primary day.
They basically couldn't find me listed anywhere, so I had to fill out an affidavit ballot this morning, which is how I was able to cast a vote.
You hear the frustration in her voice, and she's just one example.
So who else was purged? Was there any pattern?
We obtained the list of all the purged voters. The data news team put them on a map, and we analyzed it. We found that a disproportionate number of the names were Latino and Asian, and they were concentrated in one congressional district, represented by Democrat Nydia Velazquez. It really jumped out at us. The same way it jumped out at her when we showed her the map.
I just, by looking at that map, I could say, hey, I've been targeted or my district has been targeted. Just by looking at it, by looking at the numbers, we'll see. But it's not going to end here.
She called for federal monitors in that June's congressional primary, but the Justice Department doesn't send federal monitors to primaries.
Did anyone else do anything?
Everyone was hearing horror stories. Here's City Comptroller Scott Stringer on primary day while the polls were still open.
Well, I'm going to audit the operations and management of the New York City Board of Elections because year after year and continuing to this primary day, New York City has suffered at the hands of an incompetent administration that has made it even more difficult to vote in our elections.
Now, Carrie, just to be clear, the City Board of Elections is not run by the city. It's a creature of the state, run by local board appointed by the political party bosses, the machines in each borough.
So what did Stringer's audit find?
Well, we don't actually know yet. The comptroller's office says it's ongoing. And spoiler alert, ongoing is really the trend here.
Well, what about Mayor de Blasio? Did he weigh in?
On primary day, his office said they were getting reports that entire buildings and blocks were not showing up on the rolls. Here he is on the Brian Lehrer Show that week.
This is an example of an area that needs tremendous reform. Board of Elections is governed by state law, obviously with a partisan dynamic in terms of the party structures play a role in it. And I think the whole thing needs to be reexamined now.
The mayor put up $20 million as an incentive to the board to make changes, and the board turned it down. I've never actually heard of a bureaucracy turning money down, but that's what they did. So since then, stay with me here. The mayor called for changes to state law, and the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, announced that he was investigating. In November, a group of advocates filed a lawsuit in federal court saying the purge violated federal voting laws. And in January, the Justice Department joined that suit on the side of the advocates against the board. So the top legal authorities in the United States said the City Board of Elections was in violation of federal law.
Wait a minute. How did the Board of Elections explain the purge?
So at first they said it was standard operations. You know, you remove voters when people die or move away. Later they portrayed it as a rogue operation by the Brooklyn office.
Okay, so heads must have rolled in Brooklyn, right?
Sort of. Immediately after our story, the two top clerks in the Brooklyn Borough office were suspended without pay pending the investigation. One of those clerks was just replaced 2 weeks ago. The other remains suspended without pay. But beyond that, the board's upper management remains unchanged. And as I said a moment ago, Executive Director Michael Ryan blamed the Brooklyn office for the purge. But that's not what New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman found in his investigation.
So we know the results of that investigation.
So he revealed his findings in a legal brief he filed in January, when he too joined that lawsuit I mentioned. His office found that the illegal purges went beyond Brooklyn and that most certainly the board's central office knew what was happening.
That these things were going on reflects, in our view, real gross negligence and real dereliction of duty. It's something that has to be addressed.
As of today, that case is still pending.
So what about the governor and the legislature? Election law is their responsibility. Are they doing anything?
Well, Schneiderman introduced the New York Votes Act. It's a package of reforms that are already in place in dozens of other states. And Governor Cuomo took up the cause in his State of the State speech in January.
We will improve our democratic processes, and we will propose early voting and automatic voter registration because we should do everything we can to actually get people to vote.
It's quite an applause line he had there, but Cuomo passed up the chance to include these reforms in budget negotiations when he has maximum leverage. A few weeks ago, he told me he would, quote, try like heck to get it done after the budget. But last weekend, Politico's Jimmy Vielkind asked about his post-budget priorities, and Cuomo said this.
If we didn't get it done in the budget, it means you don't have the political will to get it done.
And with no political will, Carrie, that's where things stand, with 2 months left in the legislative session. There's still that pending federal court case, but coming this fall, elections for mayor, all 51 members of the city council, all 5 borough presidents, and the Brooklyn District's attorney's office. And next year, state lawmakers, including Cuomo, face voters.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks for being with us, and thank you for staying on this story.
Thank you.
Now we want to hear from you. What would make voting easier for you? Do you have a message about the voting process for our elected leaders? Let us know by calling 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. Or you can tweet at WNYC, and we may play your comments on the air.